This is Viewpoint with attorney and author Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is a one-hour talk show confronting the issues of America's heart and home. And now with today's edition of Viewpoint, here is Chuck Crismeyer.
A corruption scandal is exploding across the face of the earth today. It started yesterday, and today seems to be the day in which it's being revealed, and it is echoing across the seas, echoing across the continents, and in fact may spell the demise of Zelensky in Ukraine, and who knows where it goes from there. Today on Viewpoint, we're going to explore the cancer of corruption. The cancer of corruption. Here's the headline. Corruption consumes Kyiv. Zelensky's justice and energy ministers exit, in other words, resign. A probe by a Western-backed anti-corruption agency that Vladimir Zelensky unsuccessfully tried to take control of has forced the resignation of his justice and energy ministers. On Wednesday, Justice Minister German Galushenko tendered his resignation, followed by Energy Minister Svetlana Grunchuk hours later, with the Ukrainian Prime Minister Yulia Sverdlenko confirming the officials' decisions. The resignations followed a probe by the National Anti-Corruption Bureau of Ukraine, called NABU, N-A-B-U, targeting a high-level criminal organization headed by a former business associate of Zelensky by the name of Timur Mundish. Today on Viewpoint, we're going to take a look at what's developing. I shouldn't say developing, I should say exploding across the world. Ukrainian Defense Minister Rustem Imerov has dismissed claims that Timur Mundish influenced his work as unfounded. We're going to talk about this fella, Timur Mundish. An anti-corruption investigator alleged that Mundish, Ukrainian leader Vladimir Zelensky's close associate and former business partner, organized a scheme involving kickbacks in the energy sector. Timur Mundish's business associate has rejected accusations of corruption and money laundering as lies. Where is the truth? It appears that this is a matter of great substance. This is not just a matter of a spitting contest back and forth among leaders. This is a matter of explosive significance in our world. Yes, indeed, regarding the Russian-Ukrainian battle, regarding the role of Europe, regarding the role of NATO, and even, yes, regarding the role of the United States of America, where you will hear very little, if anything, at this point. Why? Because this corruption scandal threatens America's effort to bring peace with Russia. At the same time, articles are indicating that NATO and the EU are preparing for war. Preparing for war with what? With Russia. And so everything is being destabilized now as this corruption scandal is consuming Kyiv, there, the capital of Ukraine. So I welcome you to Viewpoint. I'm Chuck Crismeyer. It's conversation with ever-increasing conviction, talk that transforms. And one might say, well, what does this have to do with me? How could this be talk that transforms? Well, here's the problem. The problem is our tendency, the tendency of our flesh to engage in corrupt practices. The very word corruption or corrupt is one that we shrink from. Why? Because we know that it means something really bad. That which is corrupt is really bad. But why is it really bad? What is it about corruption that causes us to shrink in horror from anyone who would practice corruption? And why is it that we see corruption involved in government? Oftentimes, that's where we're looking government, why is it that all of a sudden things begin to happen in our minds and hearts to cause us increasingly to distrust those that have been elected to serve us? And if that trust is completely eroded, then what? What happens to society when that trust is completely eroded? But corruption is not just limited to government. It can also be found in every business area. Corrupt business practices. You hear that term, corrupt business practices. But what are they? They're business practices that don't align themselves with truth, that don't align themselves with legitimate handling of money. We find corruption in the church. Several articles recently have indicated how treasurers of church funds have handled the funds corruptly and have siphoned off hundreds of thousands of dollars of church funds. It's called corruption. How about when, for instance, if pastors align themselves together to hide a truth that should have been made brought public? It's a form of corruption. And now, increasingly, that kind of corruption is being manifested through the courts. Yes, in the United States of America. So this matter of corruption is extremely important and destructive. In fact, I call it the cancer of corruption, an insidious undermining of trust. An insidious undermining of trust. And so today we can't afford our trust in our institutions, our trust in our governments, in trust in those that we do trust. When a spouse handles funds corruptly. Years ago, I had a situation involving some reasonably substantial resources from my wife and I that were handled corruptly by a professing Christian who himself was reputed to be a man of high moral character, a Christian, one who had been a leader in a Fortune 500 company, vice president, and who had also been a founder of three different churches. But he handled his affairs so corruptly that it literally seared his mind and his conscience, so that when his wife discovered it, she could not bring him to a place of repentance, of confession. But it destroyed the trust of a long-term marriage. There's so many ways that corruption undermines our trust. And that's why we need to talk about this. When we talk about Ukraine, it's not just Ukraine. That just happens to be the focus now that has international consequences. But the whole concept of corruption has vast concepts for each one of us. I hope you'll stay tuned, friends, as we explore what is exploding now across the seas and into the United States and through Europe with regard to the Ukrainian corruption. This is Viewpoint.
Once upon a time, children could pray and read their Bibles in school. Divorces were practically unknown, as was child abuse. In our once great America, virginity and chastity were popular virtues, and homosexuality was an abomination.
So what happened in just one generation?
Hi, I'm Chuck Crismeyer, and I urge you to join me daily on Viewpoint, where we discuss the most challenging issues touching our hearts and homes. Could America's moral slide relate to the Fourth Commandment?
Listen to Viewpoint on this radio station or anytime at saveus.org.
Will Zelensky survive? Ukraine's Western media backers are reacting to the latest corruption scandal that exploded today across the world. From the Russian Times came this headline: Bloody Hydra of Ukrainian corruption stretches worldwide. A many-headed bloody Hydra is draining Western taxpayers' money through sprawling corruption schemes in Ukraine. Russian Foreign Ministry spokesman Maria Zakharova has warned, arguing that the latest scandal in Kyiv exposes a network far larger than a simple case of graft. Now, you say, well, this is coming from the Russian Times. Why should we trust them? Well, that's a good question. That's a very valid question, because Russia is also known for its corruption, even though Vladimir Putin says that Russia has now become the moral model of the world. That's right. Vladimir Putin says Russia has now become the moral model of the world and rails on the United States of America as having become corrupt, having become the pornographic center of the world, and have abandoned its spiritual roots. So it's like the kettle calling the pot black. But that doesn't mean that we shouldn't look at the nature of the corruption that is exploding right before our faces here in Ukraine. It's jeopardizing every effort to try to bring restoration, and this has historical significance. Perhaps it has prophetic significance, I do not know. But it certainly has its historical significance, because Ukraine has been, for a very long time, a place, an epicenter of massive corruption. Actually renowned for its corruption, which makes it very difficult for us to understand how we can enter into any kind of legitimate, truthful understanding and working with Ukraine because of the corruption. On the other hand, it was our former president, Joe Biden, and his son who went into Ukraine and participated and facilitated corruption in Ukraine. Perhaps you've forgotten that. That our president was actually hands-on involved in the corruption and bragged about it on national television. We're not going to go into all the details of that, because that is history. But if the president of the United States, knowing the corrupt nature of Ukraine and its leadership, would willingly and intentionally involve himself for his own personal purposes and that of his son in the corruption of the country, why should we point the finger at Ukraine? The finger, the fickle finger of fate, is pointing everywhere in the world. Corruption, the cancer of corruption. Now, before we go further into the depths of this, I want to make available to you my book, Seduction of the Saints: How to Stay Pure in a World of Deception. You see, corruption is a unique kind of deception, where deception is actually used and utilized against usually some sort of institution for personal gain. For instance, if I were to ask my cell phone now, Siri on the cell phone, what is corruption? Let's find out what she has to say. What is corruption?
Here's some info about corruption.
Corruption is a form of dishonesty or criminal offense that is undertaken by a person or an organization that is entrusted in a position of authority to acquire illicit benefits or abuse power for one's gain. There it is. Very simply. So it's not that we don't know what corruption looks like. It's that we don't know what it looks like when we're involved in it, because we're deceived. So the book, Seduction of the Saints, will help us to avoid the spirit of corruption. Corruption comes spiritually as well, when we manipulate the scriptures for our personal gain to accomplish a personal purpose. Oh, it's used constantly. It comes even from the pulpits of America to redefine what the Bible has to say, to say, well, it doesn't really say that, or it doesn't really mean that. It's a form of corruption that undermines our trust in that which should be utterly and totally trustworthy. So get a copy of the book, Seduction of the Saints. It's an $18 book, yours for $15 on our website, saveus.org. Saveus.org. You can call us at 1-800-SAVE-USA. That's 1-800-SAVE-USA. Or write to us at Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. Writing a check and $6 for postage and handling. It is one of the very best-selling of our 11 books ever, Seduction of the Saints. Why? Because it's so relevant. It's so amazingly irrelevant. Anyway, let's continue on with this bloody hydra of Ukrainian corruption that's stretching worldwide. According to the Russian spokesperson Maria Zakharova, officials in Kyiv serve merely as instruments within a broader machinery involving institutions such as the European Commission and NATO, while the real beneficiaries sit in the inner circles of Western liberal democracies. Her comments echoed criticism from the Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban, who heads up what he calls perhaps the only remaining true Christian government in the European Union. Ukraine, in Hungary. So he is looking at this and denounced what he called a wartime mafia network in Ukraine linked to Zelensky. After news of the scandal broke, EU top diplomat Kaya Kallas, stressed that there is no room for corruption in Ukraine, urging the country's authorities to take swift action. For years, listen to this, for years, Western politicians and media outlets have warned that entrenched graft threatens both foreign aid and Kyiv's hopes of joining the EU. Why? Because it was notorious for corruption and graft. All right. That having been said, we delve a little bit more deeply into what actually is happening here. It's called Ukraine's Energy Gate scandal. What began as an inquiry into kickbacks at the state's energy company has become a political firestorm circling the Kyiv regime itself. Ukraine's anti-corruption detectives have opened a Pandora's box. What started as routine audit of the nuclear energy monopoly, Energotom, has spiraled into a full-scale probe into embezzlement, implicating ministers, businessmen, and the man long known as Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky's personal wallet. That's a man. The affair now raises the question of how much longer the formerly acting but no longer legitimate president can maintain control over his own system. This week, Ukraine's National Anti-Corruption Bureau raided the homes of several senior officials and businessmen, including this longtime friend and financial backer of Zelensky named Timur Mindik, whom Ukrainian media openly called the president's wallet, meaning his money man. Mindik fled the country before investigators arrived, while several of his associates have been detained. Why did he flee the country? Maybe because he well knew he was guilty of sin. We'll see. The operation was codenamed Midas, having to do with gold. Uncovered what investigators described as a multi-million dollar corruption scheme centered on Energotom. Officials demanded bribes of between 10 and 15% from private contractors supplying or building protective infrastructure for power facilities. Those who refused faced blocked payments or exclusion from tenders from the government. Wiretaps obtained by this National Anti-Corruption Bureau included over 1,000 hours of recorded conversations, excerpts of which have been released individuals identified by code names, pressuring business partners and profiting from projects tied to nuclear plant protection during wartime. Ukrainian media, citing these resources, claim that these individuals that are used as code names have since resigned. The investigators allege that about $100 million passed through offshore accounts and shell companies abroad. Part of the funds were laundered through an office in Central Kyiv linked to state contract proceeds. The buddy and partner of Zelensky, that is Mindish, and several partners allegedly oversaw the network via intermediaries. A former prosecutor turned Energetom security chief and another Rocket, a one-time advisor to the energy minister. When the raids began, Mindit fled Ukraine with financier Zuckerman, believed to have helped run the scheme. While five people have been arrested, the alleged mastermind remains at large, which means that further charges could follow, possibly reaching other ministries, including the defense ministry, where lucrative contracts for drones and missile systems were financed. At hearings before Kyiv's high anti-corruption court, prosecutors argued that Mindich's network also extended into military procurement. One company linked to him, called Firepoint, manufactures Flamingo rockets and long-range drones and has received major government contracts. If proven, these allegations would shift the case from financial misconduct to crimes threatening national security, drawing the probe dangerously close to Zelensky's inner circle. Rumors persist that among the intercepted recordings are fragments featuring Zelensky's own voice. None of those have been released to date. The Energygate case is the latest in the string of high-profile corruption scandals to erupt under Zelensky's rule. Now, this is a very serious thing. It's not serious just because it's Ukraine, because Ukraine has been renowned as a very corrupt country. Very corrupt. The EU has seized on this case now as further evidence that Kyiv's leadership must remain under external oversight. The latest European Commission report on Ukraine's EU accession progress explicitly demands that anti-corruption bodies stay free of presidential control and that top law enforcement appointments involve international experts. For Brussels, the scandal serves as both leverage and justification to tighten control over Kyiv's internal governance, while for Zelensky, it's another reminder that his ability to act independently is rapidly slipping away. The stakes are huge for Zelensky, and public anger is mounting. While Western media are beginning publishing increasing critical coverage of his administration. So, this is a very serious event. EU's Kallas, the top diplomat for the EU, Kaja Kallas, has condemned corruption in Ukraine after investigators allege that a close associate of Vladimir Zelensky was involved in a $100 million kickback scheme. In other words, Ukraine has wanted desperately to become part of the EU. The EU is now saying, hey, we can't afford to have a corrupt, knowingly and rapidly corrupt country come into the EU. What are the implications of that now? We'll be back.
There is so much more about Chuck Crismeyer and Save America Ministries on our website, saveus.org. For example, under the marriage section, God has marriage on his mind. Chuck has some great resources to strengthen your marriage. First off, a fact sheet on the state of the marital union, a fact sheet on the state of ministry, marriage, and morals. SaveUS.org. Marriage, divorce, and remarriage. What does the Bible really teach about this? Find all of this at SaveUS.org. Also, a letter to pastors, the Hosea Project, saveus.org, and many more resources to strengthen your marriage. It's all on Chuck's website, saveus.org. Again, you can listen to Chuck's Viewpoint broadcast live and archived. Save America Ministries website at saveus.org.
On Monday, Ukraine's National Anti-Corruption Bureau charged seven people, including Zelensky's former longtime business partner, Timur Mindish, with kickbacks and embezzlement in the energy sector, which is heavily funded by Western aid. In other words, massive amounts of money coming from America and the EU have been funneled out into the pockets of corrupt leaders in Ukraine and then siphoned off into private accounts all over the world, not reaching the intended purpose of defending Ukraine. So, speaking on the sidelines of the G7 summit yesterday, the EU's top diplomat, Kaja Kallas, called the affair extremely unfortunate. She said they are acting very forcefully. There's no room for corruption, especially now. I mean, it's literally the people's money that should go to the front lines, Kallas said. She urged Ukrainian authorities to really proceed with this very fast and take it very seriously. The EU has provided at least $2.3 billion for Ukraine's energy security since 2022, including funds sent through the Ukraine Energy Support Fund aimed at making the power grid more resilient against Russian airstrikes. Zelensky called the alleged corruption scheme absolutely unacceptable and vowed to sanction the individuals implicated. Problem is, the number one person is his longtime buddy, which seems to indicate that perhaps Zelensky knew about this situation and did nothing about it. So, how does a leader respond? Well, you know, they go after the other person so as to try to protect themselves, and that's exactly what Zelensky has done. He slapped sanctions on his fugitive ex-business partner. His longtime associate called his wallet by the people because that's where money flowed from this longtime business associate to Zelensky. And now he's placed him under personal sanctions by the Ukrainian government. Mindish co-owns the entertainment studio, founded by Zelensky, and is known as a longtime personal friend of the Ukrainian leader. His role in government has dramatically increased in recent years, particularly in the energy and defense sectors. So sanctions have been levied by Zelensky against him, ranging from personal asset freezes to a ban on bidding for privatized state property to a prohibition on radio broadcasting in Ukraine. Investigators believe that this group helped launder money for other criminal networks as well. The scandal has reached senior levels of government. causing resignations to fly. This is happening so rapidly, friends. All of this came to my attention minutes before broadcast. That's why there's a certain amount of hesitation as I'm moving forward here and presenting, trying to organize this in a way that makes sense and doesn't become kind of corrupting in its own presentation. Germany now has called for a thorough probe into Ukraine's energy sector corruption scandal. Berlin, that's Germany, expects transparent investigation into the kickback affair involving the very close Zelensky associate. How can you expect Zelensky to approve and conduct such an investigation when he himself is so closely tied to the individuals involved? This is mind-boggling, friends. There needs to be the German government spokesperson, Stefan Cornelius, said yesterday there needs to be a committed fight against corruption in Ukraine so that the support from the West can remain credible. In other words, this is threatening the ability and or willingness of the EU and the U.S. to continue to assist and fund the defense of Ukraine. What are you defending? The ability to continue on with massive corruption and to essentially steal major parts of the funds that are being sent in trust by the American people and by the EU, the people. This is a crime against the trust of the United States and of the EU and everybody else that's tried to help Ukraine. Germany is one of the principal donors to the Ukraine Energy Support Fund, which was set up to strengthen the country's energy infrastructure during Russian airstrikes. Now that's at risk. In addition to that, just in the last week, Russia has seriously attacked Ukraine's energy production. I mean, seriously attacked it. The scheme, this corruption scheme, included contracts for the physical protection of nuclear power plants. In other words, these corrupt individuals, leaders in Ukraine, were willing to take the monies that were given by the West to assist in protecting their energy from Russian attacks and use it for their own benefits, siphon it off, leaving a minimal amount of the monies that were sent to do the job that they were intended for. So this is an assault and an insult against the entire Western world. Can you understand the significance why I have called this the cancer of corruption? Corruption works like cancer. Once it gets into the cell of corruption, gets into an organization, gets into a government, gets into a church, gets into a business, gets into a family, the whole mafia idea was a family corruption, right? The moment the cell, the cancer cell of corruption enters into any particular group, however small or however great, the entire institution is at risk. Because all of those institutions, including the family, depend on trust. When trust is lost or compromised, the people revolt. Things change radically and sometimes rapidly, because the trust that was needed to stabilize things is no longer there. Isn't that what causes families oftentimes to fall apart? The kids are often the fallout of the corruption in families. What happens when a man or a woman gets involved and allows themselves to be involved in, shall we call, gambling? Gambling becomes a form of corruption that undermines the trust of the family. And it's severe. It takes the family resources and uses them for ulterior motives that have not been disclosed. And then even when it's discovered what's happening, the problem is that the person is so completely involved in their corruption that they can't see straight. They can't escape. It's become an addiction. Corruption becomes like an addiction. Very, very dangerous. It's a cancer. It multiplies like a cancer. And in order to get rid of cancer, what do you have to do? You have to take major efforts. You can't just, play around with it. You can't just say, oh, I see that. If you want to survive, if you want to live, you're either going to have to undergo surgery, major surgery, to have that cancer removed, in the hope that you can remove all those cancer cells and not allow the corruption to continue and erupt again. Or you're going to have to use chemotherapy or some other kind of remedy, or have a divine healing. But other than that, all of those things require major intervention. How is Ukraine, that has historically been notable for its corruption, how are they going to recover in any event to restore sufficient trust to enable the West to come in and provide further protection? I don't know. Your dollars and my dollars have been siphoned off for ulterior motives, ulterior purposes. The trust has been broken. We look further into this when we get back. Stay tuned, friends. This is Viewpoint, and Viewpoint does determine destiny.
Have you ever considered what the early church was like? Many people are developing a heart longing for a greater fulfillment in our practices as Christians. A recent study showed 53,000 people a week are leaving the back door of America's churches in frustration. What is going on? Why has there not been even a 1% gain among followers of Christ in the last 25 years? Could it be that God is seeking to restore first century Christianity for the 21st century? Jesus said, I'll build my church. Is Christ by his Spirit stirring to prepare the church for the 21st century? The early church prayed together and broke bread from house to house. They were family, and it was said by all who observed, behold how they love one another. Incredible.
But the same can be found right now. Go to saveus.org and click sell church. We can revive first century Christianity for the 21st century.
It's about people, not programs. It's about a body, not a building.
That's saveus.org. Click Sell Church.
At the center of Ukraine's latest corruption scandal is a fellow by the name of Timur Mindyk, Zelensky's ally, longtime business partner. And we're going to take a little bit of a look at him as we speak right now. But I want to direct your attention to my book, Seduction of the Saints, How to Stay Pure in a World of Deception. That book may save your life, friends. Because deception and seduction is everywhere in so many different ways. And this book deals with most of them. It will help you to be strong in the Lord and the power of His might so that the temptations to various forms of deception and seduction will not capture you. Because once they do, it's almost impossible to escape. It's like getting in the vice grip of an octopus or something out there that has so many arms and you can't free yourself. Get a copy of the book, Seduction of the Saints, How to Stay Pure in a World of Deception. It's an $18 book, yours for $15 on our website, saveus.org. Saveus.org. You can call us at 1-800-SAVE-USA, 1-800-SAVE-USA, or write to us at Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. Write a check at $6 for postage and handling. Now, yesterday I announced a very special offer that we were making at the request, by the way, of one of our listeners. He called and he says, hey, you've got so many of your books, and I'd like to have most of them. But he said to buy them one at a time, it's pretty expensive and so on. So would you be willing to put forth an offer that we could acquire all of your books and do so in the least expensive way? So we thought about it, and here's what we came up with. All 11 books we'll make available for $150 plus postage and handling. And the postage and handling, because each additional book after the first one is only going to be $2, there's an immense savings that's involved if you want all those books. Not to mention the fact that we have a time of gift giving coming up in which those books obtained at such a low price could be a real benefit to other people you love, people you care about, whether it's the book Lasting Love, whether it's the book Hearts of the Fathers, and so on. There are so many of these books that you know are going to touch people's lives. So here's the deal. $150 will put all 11 of the books. In other words, what we've done is taken the already discounted prices from our website and discounted them even further in order to try to respond to this listener and his plea and thinking that perhaps it might be beneficial to other of our listeners because we want to get the message out. That's why we write these books. So you can go to the website, saveus.org, saveus.org, and you'll find a place there where that special offer is made. It's a special offer that's made. Okay? So I hope you'll avail yourself of it. That'll be available till December 15th. So, in other words, for 30 days, approximately, that offer will be open. And I hope you'll take advantage of it because it's never going to get any cheaper than that. All right. We can't give them away because, quite frankly, it costs us a lot of money to get them out. It really does. And I write these books, and I don't receive a dime in any profit from them. That may seem surprising to you, but there's no money entanglement between me and these books being offered to you. None. All right. So who is Timur Mendy, Zelensky's ally at the center of Ukraine's latest corruption scandal? Well, as I indicated early, he's been nicknamed Zelensky's wallet because he has funded Zelensky in so many different ways, including his campaign. And so now they're looking at his background and his ties to the Ukrainian leader. This new graft scandal that erupted on Monday when the National Anti-Corruption Bureau in Ukraine announced it was investigating the state-owned nuclear power company, Energoatom, over the alleged large-scale plot to embezzle state funds. The case has been linked to the 46-year-old Mindich, a film producer and longtime associate of Vladimir Zelensky from his days in the entertainment industry. Mindich has reportedly become a major figure in Ukrainian defense and energy sectors now, greatly expanding his business and political influence over the past few years. Now he has reportedly fled the country immediately before properties were searched by the corruption group designed to remove graft and corruption from Ukraine. Now here's one of the problems. While Zelensky has publicly backed the anti-corruption probe, he's been at odds with them and another Western-backed agency that's tried to probe. So in June of this year, he attempted to strip those bodies of their freedom and autonomy and place them under the authority of his authority, the executive. And that move triggered mass protests and foreign pressure, forcing Zelensky to quickly reverse his decision. In other words, his own mind and heart are not in investigating the corruption. Maybe it comes way too close. The question comes out then, will Zelensky survive? So Ukraine's Western media backers have reacted to the latest corruption scandal, which is well understandable. The corruption scandal currently enveloping Ukraine is being described in stark and even dire terms by Kyiv's most ardent Western media backers. Many commenters see this week's events as the gravest threat the Ukrainian leader has faced thus far. So here's a sampling. Writing for The Spectator, titled "The Scandal That Could Bring Down Vladimir Zelensky," he described the investigation as possibly having momentous consequences for Zelensky's political future, which means Ukraine's political future. A full-scale war seems to be about to break between independent anti-corruption agencies and Zelensky's inner circle, and the consequences are likely to be ugly, he writes, while describing in vivid terms the power struggle between Ukraine's National Security Service, which is loyal to Zelensky and wields considerable domestic power through its control of the judicial system and prisons, as compared to the country's Western-backed anti-corruption agencies. So you see, within the country, the power is in favor of protecting corruption because corruption is the name of the game in Ukraine and always has been. Russian sovereign wealth fund head said that The Spectator is now also telling the truth about anti-corruption probes into Zelensky's allies and what it could mean for him. The simultaneous shift in tone across outlets is not a coincidence. It's profound and significant. The New York Times juxtaposed Zelensky's attempted crackdown on the anti-graft efforts earlier this year with probes into his inner circle, saying that when Mr. Zelensky moved to cripple the anti-corruption agencies, they had been investigating members of his inner circle. Politico came out with an article calling the alleged graft of $100 million from the energy sector the most damaging of the scandals Zelensky has presided over while in office. A Kyiv-based analyst with political research center Penta said, of course, this case is a huge political risk and a time bomb for the president. He said it is a major domestic political event, not only in the fall of 2025, but probably throughout the current year. The Telegraph called this the corruption scandal that could bring down Zelensky, in which he said predictions of Zelensky's demise are swirling intensely. So it goes on and on. U.S. state-funded Radio Free Europe said the revelations are shaking both Kyiv's leadership and Western confidence. The word confidence is a replacement for the word trust, adding that the probe also hits close to Zelensky, who months ago tried and failed to weaken the same anti-corruption agencies investigating the case. It's difficult to overstate the popular anger in Ukraine over this case. I would agree. The problem that we have, friends, is that we have a similar kind of thing going on in the United States of America. We have leaders, particularly under the Democrat Party, who have acted corruptly with regard to even the use of funds that were trusted to them and used them in for nefarious purposes that were not intended because they could. How much graft and corruption is involved with regard to the monies going in defense of our country? The Defense Department, now called the War Department. Why is it that we have had reports of hammers and things like that, simple things like that, going for $500 to $1,000 to produce? It's called corruption. And it's a cancer wherever you find it, even in the church and in our homes. We cannot allow this kind of thing to continue, even and especially in the name of Christ, friends. We can't allow this. It undermines our ability to communicate the truth of the gospel. It corrupts our witness. We cannot allow this to happen. Don't let it happen in your life. And to assist you in that regard, the book Seduction of the Saints has been written. How to avoid the deception and corruption of our time. An $18 book, yours for $15 on the website saveus.org. Saveus.org. Call us at 1-800-SAVE-USA. Write to us at Save America Ministries. Add $6 for postage and handling. And remember the special offer that we made concerning all 11 books, $150 plus postage and handling. I don't think you'll be disappointed. Now, yes, pray for this situation. Pray for the Holy Spirit to work in the minds and hearts of people, yes, in Ukraine, to bring repentance. But pray even the more so for this spirit of corruption that's in the United States of America, that's in our own homes, in our courts, in our churches. It's everywhere, and it's a cancer that is eating us alive and destroying our trust. Don't let it happen to you. Thanks for joining us. Become a partner, friend. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. Don't delay. We're dealing with confronting the deepest issues of America's heart and America's mind.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismier. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.